The city of Fredericksburg, which was supposed to be the location for Wilder's project, reported a $1.6 million problem with the returns. Attorney Jeffrey Scharf had asked a bankruptcy judge in Richmond to look at the books, but has agreed to let Wilder's accountant, William Jones Jr., try to explain the unaccounted funds. Jones said Monday that the $1.6 million was, in fact, accounted for in fixed asset payments toward construction of the museum. The Slavery Museum hopes to emerge from bankruptcy protection and start fundraising again. John Ogle, WCVE News.